All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, the always charming Mr. Stephen Bishop.
Hello.
So honored to have you here, my friend. You would not believe how long I've been listening to your music, and I have a few of the vinyl albums right in front of me. Some relics from your past.
Oh boy, that old vinyl thing. You know, there's a lot said about it back then, but you know, there's a vinyl shortage coming up, and I'm really worried.
Yeah.
Now that's what they came out with like years and years ago to make the records cost more money and to charge more. They made up this whole vinyl shortage thing, you know, back then in the early 80s.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I've been buying records myself since the late 70s, and you're right. The price has been consistently the same that whole time, or unless you go to the mall, of course. The mall stores always charged a lot more. But, yeah, it never comes down, no matter what the technology is. Even if I download something that's not a physical copy, I'm still paying the same amount. It's very strange.
I'm not to the level of buying long playing albums. You know, I've got a whole bunch in my garage, you know, just collecting dust. But I have to admit, CDs are so much more, you know, easily available and you know, just easy to work with because they're small and everything. But you know, when you think about it, you know, what if Sgt. Pepper had come out now, you know, on a CD, and you try and read the, you know, see all the people on the cover,
yep.
And it would be so small. It's a shame that the art form of, you know, album art forms as an art form that disappeared, you know, with the advent of CDs.
Yeah, it never truly recovered either. I mean, sometimes we have bands now that are putting things out on vinyl, and they're reissuing older titles on vinyl, and you know, I missed it. I personally missed it a lot. That's why I hung on to my collection, and that's why I still go to a local record store every weekend and dig in those piles of vinyl and see what I could find.
I know. People now, I guess they just are satisfied enough just to hear the music, you know, from iTunes and stuff, which is great. I love iTunes.
Sure.
But still, you know, the old days of reading the credits and looking at who played on the album and all the little, you know, creative things that artists put on there, you know, it's a shame because it's just not the same on CD.
Well, I'll tell you, though, I'm looking at your first record, which we'll get to, Careless. I want to talk about the new one first, but the combination of looking at your old versus your new, even though the format has shrunk, you can tell that you're a guy that matters to, because you still do list your musicians. You still do list, you have a collage of different people you've either worked with or friends,
yeah,
or family or whoever they are. I don't know who they all are.
Yeah,
see you there with Johnny Carson there in your Best of Bish album cover jacket, right? The
right,
tiger
right,
stripe.
Right.
But it's cool that you do that. I mean, you take the time to tell us who's on each track, and you do share those photos. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I try and give as much, you know, to the listener as possible, you know, for information.
Yeah, I love it. So the new record, of course, is Be Here Then, your first new release in, what, 7 years now?
Yeah, I did. The last album was, I worked with the incredible guitarist, Oscar Castro Neves. He was the original guitarist that you hear playing, you know, like on the radio when you hear, like, you know, you're eating at a really nice restaurant,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you hear Quiet Nights and Quiet Stars, you know, that's him on guitar.
Wow.
From back then with Astrid Gilberto. But I mean, he played all the guitar on this album that I did called Romance in Rio. The name before that was Saudade, which means longing in Portuguese.
Huh.
But I'm really proud of that album. It came out great. You know, Peter Bonetta did it with me, and it really came out great. Except, you know, it went wood. It didn't go gold. It went wood. it just, you know, nobody really heard it.